Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
So this hotspot just popped up just behind us. You can see the flames there rising. The good news is there's a helicopter in the air. It's going to attack it from above.
Choppers with long-line buckets carrying hundreds of gallons of water. And on this drop, bullseye.
That's why these airdrops are so critical, attacking these fires from above. With machinery and aircraft like that, that's how they can make progress and get ahead of the fires.
Well, that's NBC there reporting live from the LA fires and the efforts of the fire crews to control them. Irishman Martin Nolan is co-owner of Julian's Auctions in LA, and he, like many citizens, has gotten out. Good morning to you, Martin.
Good morning. I'm in Palm Springs, which is about 2 hours away from the fires, 2 hours east of Los Angeles. Santa Monica is home for me. I was in an evacuation recommended zone, so I left on Friday because just to get away from the somber mood, the very bad air quality, and just the risk of being, having to evacuate at a minute's notice.
Is your house at risk?
My house was at risk. Currently, it's safe, but we are in crisis mode again because we have very high winds, Cormac, probably up picking up to 70 miles per hour again today and tomorrow. And that's a massive worry. It also can impact the aircraft that are like the helicopters and the super scoopers that can come in. And, you know, like a super scooper comes in and picks up 1,600 gallons of water and drops on the fire zone, makes a huge impact, goes back and refills in 5 minutes and drops again. So with the high winds again, that restricts the aircraft from being able to do their job from overhead.
With all the money and all the celebrity and all the influence, many of those citizens that you have as clients and that you work with can do zero about this, really.
Yeah, so it's a perfect storm. This time last year, we were just flooded. On average, we get about 12 inches of rain a year in Los Angeles area. That's a good year, 12 inches. Last year, we had way more than that because of just nonstop rain coming in, Pineapple Express, rivers of water coming in. And then we had fantastic growth and flowers and flora and fauna.
Yeah.
And all of that growing with all that rain. And then the rain stopped in April. We haven't had rain since April, 9 months. And so all that vegetation then dried up, and that became the kindling for this fire. We think it was started by human beings, and it just was the perfect storm. And then the winds were at 100 miles per hour, record-breaking hurricane winds, but the air was warm, the temperatures were hot, and it just drove the fires, and the aircraft couldn't fly because the winds were too high, and it just took off. And 12,000 structures burned so far, 26 souls lost their lives, probably many more lives will have been lost. We're in a very populated county, 10 million people in the county of Los Angeles, the most densely county in all of the United States. So it's just incredible. And yeah, we have the celebrities, we have all those great people here, but we have ordinary people like firefighters and nurses and policemen and doctors and people working in catering and lighting and audio and cameras, you know, all the people that support the business of entertainment, that's our main industry here. And all of those people are impacted, like ordinary people renting accommodation. Their accommodation's burnt to the ground. They've lost everything. And now they're saying that because of such a limited amount of availability of homes or apartments, the people are gouging. You know, the rents are gone up 50%, double even in some places. And people are paying it because they need to find a home for their families, try to get their kids back to school. And as I said, we're still in crisis. We're not out of the woods yet.
And come here to me. What was it like in the hours before you got out? What was it like leaving as well, getting ready to leave?
Well, we're sort of always prepared, ready, set, go here in Los Angeles because it's earthquake zone. So you always sort of know where your documents are, your passport, and, you know, your quickest exit. And so once we were in earthquake warning zone, you knew like, okay, it's coming this way. Half a block away, three doors down from me was where the actual, the mandatory evacuation zone was. So I could see all the activity, hear all the aircraft, the police, everything, smell the smoke, white ash falling down on my outside my door. It was just apocalyptic. And I just had to think, okay, just be ready. But I was also trying to be a support to my clients. We have a massive warehouse that's fireproof in about 10,000 square foot of the 50,000 square foot warehouse is fireproof. So we were a resource to our clients to take in some expensive art and guitars and items to protect them in the event that they were lost, their homes were lost in the fires. All our staff, we needed to make sure we have a staff of over 30 people to make sure they're all well. A lot of them were evacuated. They were sharing with each other, moving with pets and kids. And there was a great sense of community. And you think of Los Angeles as all the beautiful people, but we're a community as well. And we all, you know, help each other. So it was frightening because you get the alarm on the phone, on your phone, mm-hmm. the warning, time to evacuate. I just had my password and my watch. That's the only things I cared about and myself. And I was ready to go. And then Friday morning, I just gave up because the mood was so somber, the air quality so bad, and it was just like doom and gloom. And I was in New York for 9/11 and after 9/11 and that same somber sort of survivor guilt, if you will, yeah. I had. And so I came to Palm Springs where a lot of LA people have relocated.
Do you think you're in shock mode at the moment? Do you think there's still a kind of a low energy shock running through your system like so many others?
Well, that hasn't hit right now because we're in survival mode. Who can we help? Who needs help? Who needs somebody, a truck to go somewhere and pick up stuff? Who needs a home? Who needs a roof over their head? Who needs to go to a hotel? So we're in that mode. And, you know, when I'm in a position, I can be in that mode. And also we're talking to the Grammys, the Music Cares charities, other charities that want to do something. Once the fires, we can get them under control, the winds die down, we need to start to rebuild. And so we're going into a mode where it was like people are donating stuff already. We're having events where there'll be big auctions and huge fundraising because there's going to be a huge amount of money needed to help people rebuild, restore. LA is a fantastic place. We have World Cup next year. We have Super Bowl in 2027. We have the Olympics in 2028. We can't wait around. We have to rebuild and get ready to welcome the world for all these major events. Yeah. And so we're going to do it.
I think you've epitomized the resilience and the resourcefulness of the community there, if I may say so, that in the midst of this crisis, that you're still looking forward to the things you have to do in the future and want to do in the future.
Look, life goes on. Yeah. You want to create a sense of normalcy for people because, you know, people feel so desperate. They feel they've lost everything, but we haven't lost hope. And we can just keep preaching hope and what we have to look forward to. We will rebuild. I was in New York for 9/11. We did it. We came back stronger than ever. And we'll do the same in LA. This is truly a devastating fire for us, but we're going to come out stronger and better. You watch.
More power to you. And we'll talk quite soon again, Martin. That's Martin Nolan Cohn, or of Julian's Auctions in Los Angeles. Thank you very much indeed.